Hey y'all, it's American Blonde, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
The life we were dreaming of. Strong foundation, but it's caving, and I don't like where it's taking us. 'Cause we're living in a wasteland, losing everything that we've had. We were on solid ground, but that ain't how it feels right now. It's like we're standing in quicksand. It's coming out from under us. Something happened to our love, and I don't know how we're gonna get. Can't figure out how we got here or what went wrong. 'Cause this ain't us, 'cause we don't belong. And quicksand, it's coming out from under us. Something happened to our love, and I don't know how we're gonna get back. Grab a rope and hold a line, pull ourselves out in time before this dies. Whatever we do, we better do it fast. 'Cause you and me, us, know we
on the line now is American Blonde. How are you doing?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, let's bring everybody up to speed, because you're now two, you used to be three, you used to be Southern Halo, now you're American Blonde. Quickly give me a quick update how that all happened.
That's right. Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
I know. A lot has changed since the pandemic in 2020. But yeah, you know, we always kind of get together after every single album we've ever made. And after our really good run in 2017 to 19, we just decided Hannah really wanted to go to college and pursue some other interests that she's had in her life. And we were like, you know what? No big deal. That's totally fine. You know, we're still young and are in complete control of our business. So Tinka and I just decided that we definitely want to keep moving forward with music. And
yeah, I couldn't stop the music. So we were like, you know what? This is actually a great way for us to try to come up with something that makes us seem more real to our viewers and our audience, you know, and just to start really being more of who we are. So we changed our name to American Blonde because, you know, we're more hands-on with our business, and we've gotten more creative with our music and our brand, and we just felt like moving forward, we just want to start being more of who we are and, you know, and not who we're not.
Right. And you now live in Nashville now?
We do. We both live in Nashville.
That's cool.
Loving it.
That's great. That's good. And how are your parents? Because they were great.
Oh, my goodness. They are so great. They're having the time of their lives. They're still like high school lovers.
They are, especially now that all their chickens are out of the house. You know, they're having a great time. They're traveling. And, oh, they say hello to you, by the way. They miss you as well.
Well, hello. And, well, I'm going to be in Nashville, but you're not going to be there at CRS.
That's right. Oh, I hate that we're going to miss you, Lee. I know we have some other things going on this year, but we're so glad that we finally had a little chance to catch up with you.
Okay, now we're talking because you have a new album that was dropped yesterday, Something in the Water.
Yes! That's right. We're so excited. We just dropped it yesterday. It's definitely been an album in the works. Pink and I like to call it our pandemic project for sure. Going through the name change and everything, we just really decided that we wanted to become more hands-on with our music, and we really took our time with each song and carefully chose which originals we wanted to represent American Blonde and, you know, our new image. So this album took a lot of hard work and a lot of great collaborations with, you know, amazing musicians and writers here in Nashville.
Yeah.
So we really hope you guys love it. You can check it out on our website at AmericanBlondMusic.com.
Because you can't buy it in the shops, you can't buy it anywhere, but on your website or if you're a live gig. How clever.
That's absolutely right, you guys. It is exclusively on our website. So, yeah.
That's great. That's great news. And we've been playing Quicksand, which is a great song. We're playing the video.
Oh.
We're playing the single as well and getting a lot of feedback saying how lovely it is. Where's the other songs?
Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Well,
Thank you.
They're here now. So the new songs.
I love it. You're so awesome, man. Thank you so much for the support. You have no idea what it means to us.
Well, we kicked off the interview with Quicksand because we have been playing it. And I understand Hurricane is getting a lot of airplay as well from various DJs around the world.
They actually are, which is so sweet because, of course, Quicksand is our single. And, you know, we've just been spoon-feeding some originals off of the Something in the Water album. And, of course, we just released Hurricane last week. And we just thought it was so sweet that a few DJs ended up emailing us being like, well, we just added it to the playlist.
I know! We were so surprised. But it was a good surprise. So
sweet.
So happy about that.
Okay, well, let's play it now.
Oh, thanks. Hey y'all, it's American Blonde, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Lights all around as the thunder roars. Can't stop me now, like a bat out of hell flying through a storm. Like a bright light in a black sky, there's nowhere to hide in this town. I won't be a fool, I guess the joke's on you. Like a hurricane, baby. She's in it now. Have you told her that it's over? 'Cause there's nowhere to hide in this town. She can be a fool, 'cause I'm over you. Like a hurricane, baby, right through my heart. Without any warning, you came in like the wind and you. From the hurricane.
Well, that was Hurricane by our special guest on the phone line from Nashville, American Blonde.
Great, man. Thank you so much for playing Hurricane for us. That's awesome.
That's good. So, yeah, so give us an idea about the songs. You know, are they all the same sort of theme, or are they some ballad, some fast, some slow?
You know, that's really a great question. So with all the songs on the album, we just kind of incorporated a lot of different attitudes and perspectives and different emotions that both Tink and I have experienced ourselves, or we've witnessed, you know, people that are really close to experience. So the writing has matured a lot, the musicianship has matured a lot, and each song just really has its own theme, I would have
to say. Yeah, it's all elemental. So you'll notice if you even just look at the titles of each of the songs on the album, everything's very earthy, natural disaster related.
organic,
you know, and that also just kind of represents how real we wanted to portray ourselves to our new audience, you know, as our brand new American Blonde. So.
Absolutely. And with Tinka, of course, being the crazy fun drummer, if you've ever been to one of our live shows, you would immediately know that we just have so much fun and we love showing off the musicianship and just having a great time on stage. So we really wanted to bring that same stage sound to the album.
Yeah, buddy.
Brilliant. Who produced the album?
Actually, he's a new producer for us and a best friend. His name is Cliff Downs. He's super awesome.
Okay, and what musicians did you have on the album?
Man, we had some great musicians on the album. Danny Rader would play the acoustic and some of the bouzouki, which was a really fun instrument. We have Jeff King and his wife, Tammy Rogers. So Jeff was on the electric guitar and Tammy was on the fiddle.
She's great.
And then yeah, and then Duncan's on the bass, and he's killing it all the time. Like, one of the best bass players we've ever known. And a guy that we've actually worked with in the past that Tink is good friends with, Miles McPherson.
Man, he is a bad cat. He is a super cool drummer. He's played with a lot of great artists in the past as well. So it was super cool getting to, you know, see everybody and watch them make our magic come to life. Yeah.
That's great. So 2 years in the making, it's out now. So I assume now you're going to go on a stream of dates across the country promoting it.
That's right. We are. Oh, my goodness. Of course, as you know, we will release the album digitally later in the year. But for right now, we just really want to show everybody our new site. We have some new merch. And, of course, the album is there. And, of course, we're going to be selling the album at a lot of our live shows this year. And we're currently waiting on some of the dates to be completely confirmed before putting them on our website. But you can actually head over to our website, AmericanBlondeMusic.com, to see where we're going to be playing next. And sometimes we're even going to be doing a few acoustic shows here in Nashville.
Good, good. Are you planning Europe in your trip?
Oh, we always have Europe in our minds. So, you know, we are actually in the works for something in the future. Absolutely.
We are secretly working on something.
Yeah.
Okay. We will keep you in the loop.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we like to promote you girls because besides being good looking, you're great voices and on stage, you're just, just very, very good. I remember the press thing we did at the Gibson Guitar venue. That was that was fun.
That was so much
good.
Fun.
Thank you, man. That was a good time, and I believe we released a song that day as well. And
that's
now,
right. We did.
We
had some fun.
So great. So well, all I can say is wish you well with the album. We're gonna go. Is there any particular track you want to go out with? I'd picked Volcano, but you may want to play another one.
Oh, we love some Volcano. We have been playing the mess out of that one recently.
We love it. Good choice, man. Good choice.
Okay. Well, girls, thank you so much for talking to us. We'll put this out in the program this weekend. And good luck. You know, everybody knows where to go. Give us that website again.
Absolutely. You can check us out on our website at AmericanBlondeMusic.com.
Thank you.
So good. And here it is, Volcano by American Blonde.
I'm ready, 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 I'm about to blow. I've been keeping quiet, keeping myself contained. Always been the good girl, but that's about to change. Unappreciated, always told I'm wrong. Underestimated, but not for long. I realize I don't deserve it.
out that this fire's burning so deep in me. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm about to blow. Something deep inside me's just been waiting to explode. You better stand back, 'cause you don't.
Lee Williams.